Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to another episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. I am your host, Charlie Smith. Joining me for this series prediction episode, we have Job Goddard and Terrence Cushman. Are you guys ready?
I was born ready.
All right, cool. That's my line, Terrence. Nice. Well done. So game one, since you're born ready, hit us with your take. We got Brian Bayo going up against, if I'm not mistaken, that's good old Tyler Mahle here. Who do you got winning game one?
I am going to go with the Texas Rangers in game one. I think they're more likely to make, you know, adjustments on our pitching. I can't even remember. Did Bayo even pitch against them? I want to say he did. He must have. Let me just pull it up. No, he didn't, actually. So, regardless, this is a lineup that can do a lot of damage, as we saw. Corey Seager just absolutely destroyed us. I mean, they're definitely a power threat. The Red Sox haven't played well or pitched well at home, so I think that's going to play into Texas even more. So Bayo's been pretty solid his last four or five starts, maybe even longer than that, basically, you know, since early July. And I still think the Rangers will put up more runs. And we haven't really talked about him yet. We don't know what Jarren Duran's status is going to be. And that's, you know, we'll see. We're going to be getting into him on Hot Take Tuesday, so we're not going to completely ignore what happened there.
Job, who you got game one?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Texas Rangers as well. I think Terry makes a good point that this lineup for the Texas Rangers is really strong. The other thing I think worth mentioning, we just had our bullpen, you know, get rocked, essentially, for the last 2 days. And I just think we're really tired. We need some length, and Bayo does a lot of things for us, but give us length is not one of them. So I have the Texas Rangers winning game one.
Well, this is going to be fun because I am the only one that has the Red Sox winning game one. I'm unfortunately, 2-5 over my last seven. So haven't done too great. Terry's on a 5-in-a-row heater. So I feel like I should just pick what Terry picks at this point. But I want to believe that Brian Bayo will be able to make the adjustments necessary. He looked really good in his last appearance. And I know he didn't go five innings, but in relation to the 3, 4, 5 appearances before that, it didn't look as good. And the whole Bayo thing, it kind of fell apart later on. It wasn't at the beginning. The first 4 innings, he'd only allowed 1 earn. So I want to believe that he's going to be able to right the ship against Texas, and we're able to get off the snide with a win in this series. So Sox take game one. Game two, Terry, we've got Cutter Crawford against Jose Urania. Who do you have winning game two?
I'm going to take the Texas Rangers again in game two. Crawford is just cooked. I don't know what adjustments he can really make against that lineup. They won his start and put up like something like 9 earned or something like that against the Rangers in the first one. But I think it's going to be a similar start for him. You'll just be happy if he can go 5 innings, 4 earned. I think that would be a better start than what'll probably end up happening. Urena hasn't been great either. I mean, he hasn't pitched five full in a while, so it could be a potentially high scoring game, but I just like the Rangers bats at Fenway. I think Marcus Semien is another guy I didn't mention in the Bayo start. I think will just absolutely punish us. And I have the Rangers winning a high scoring game.
Joe,
I'm going to take the Red Sox in this one. It is going to be a high scoring game, but I think Cutter Crawford can keep us in it. And I really think Urena just doesn't have it in him to give more than five innings. So it's a battle of the bad bullpens. And I think our offense might actually carry us here. This is going to be one of those games, a get-right game here for the Sox. A lot of this hinges on the availability of Jaron Duran. Terry touched on it. We don't know what that's going to be. We'll talk about it later. But if Duran's in the lineup against another right-handed pitcher, then you can go pretty lefty-heavy here. You probably have the same lineup that you've been rolling out the last couple of weeks with Willy Abreu, who's getting hot. I think you probably win this game 9-7 or something like that.
I do not have the same confidence that you do, Job, although I wish I did. I'm actually more concerned with the fact that Terry has the Red Sox losing five in a row. We just got swept to Houston against Houston, and now we are predicted to, if I'm not mistaken, Terry, you had Texas for games 1 and 2.
Yes, so
yeah,
far.
That's dangerous. I can't pick in favor of Crawford right now. And Urena has already faced us once. And I think that whatever he gave us in game one, they're going to be able to make the adjustments. That offensive team that they've got there is just, I mean, Corey Seager and friends, it can get really ugly. And they're missing some of their toys. And, you know, if they're all healthy and, you know, Heim behind the plate can have a really good game, he has the ability of taking away base runners if you try to run on him. So I think he's going to be one of the ones to keep an eye out for as well on the offensive side. But yeah, Texas game two. That is going to bring us to game three, a little bit of another reunion game. Tanner Houck going up against Nate Eovaldi. Nasty Nate. Terry, who do you got?
I'm actually reading right now that his status is questionable, actually. He's got tightness in his right side, but either way, I was planning on giving that to the Red Sox regardless. Houck did give up six earned against them a couple weeks ago. Nathan Eovaldi just hasn't pitched well against the Red Sox as a Texas Ranger for some reason. We just seem to hit him pretty well. But what I really think it's going to come down to is the bullpens. I mean, as it stands right now, Chris Martin, Kenley Jansen, plenty of rest. Cam Boozer, excuse me. They should have some options if Houck can exit that start with a lead. And the Rangers have one of the worst bullpens in Major League Baseball. I think coming into the last series, it was ranked something like 27th. So I don't have a ton of confidence, but I'll give the Red Sox game three.
I'm also going to give the Red Sox game three, depending obviously on who starts for the Rangers. I think Eovaldi's obviously their best pitcher, so it makes it a little easier if he doesn't pitch. I'd like to see him pitch for personal reasons. But also, I think Terry makes a good point that we have a lot of rest for our key guys. Martin and Jansen should both pitch in this game. My expectation is that if this is the rubber game, the three-game set, the way that we've all predicted so far, that Cora manages to win this one, you know, essentially go for broke, knowing that the chances of us being in a tight game and winning against Baltimore is significantly less. So my guess is you probably have five from Tanner Houck, two from Boozer, then straight to Martin and Jansen. It's going to be an interesting game for sure.
So Eovaldi not playing, this is the news from general manager Chris Young, former ball player. Eovaldi will return to Texas to visit team physician Dr. Keith Meister before determination is made if he'll be able to make his next start. The hope is Eovaldi's side injury is something that can be managed. He's feeling okay as of today, better than he was. And I think a couple of days ago, it's something he thinks he can pitch through. We're just not sure we want to make him do so. We may end up pushing him back or skipping a start. We don't think it's an IL at this point, but we will clearly decide that once he sees Dr. Meester. Eovaldi pitching, Texas wins this game. Eovaldi not pitching, Boston wins this game. Because we've seen what happens to Texas when they're reliant on Cody Bradford, who, if I'm not mistaken, pitched against the Red Sox. I think he was one of the pitchers in...
Pitched very well, yeah.
I think he was in game two. I could be wrong. He did pitch in game two. Okay, so his numbers against the Red Sox, 3 earned, 4 hits, a walk, struck out 5 in 3 2/3, did give up 2 home runs. Both of those home runs were to Rob Ruff Snyder. So, I mean, Eovaldi not playing, it does kind of bring a little bit more to the question. You know, Rob has done very, very well against left-handed pitchers. And it's no surprise, you know, he hit 2 off of Bradford. And I think Bradford isn't he a lefty?
He is a lefty.
Yeah. So you know that Ruff Snyder is going to get his chance against him again. He had a really good game that day. The Red Sox did not win that one. They lost 7-4. I'm going to go ahead and stick with my original assessment, and I could get burned for it, but you know what? So be it. I think the Rangers will win game 3. I'm going to stick with my gut on this one. I think that if Bradford comes back, he's going to be better. I hope Howe can, you know, pitch the way he did in his most recent performance, but I can't guarantee that, and I don't want to shoot myself in the foot again. So the Rangers will win the 3rd game, and that'll be that. So, Terry, you had Rangers, Red Sox. I had Red Sox, Rangers, Rangers. Job, you had Red Sox, Rangers?
Oh, I have Rangers, Red Sox, Red Sox.
Okay. So a little bit of difference. All 3 of us have something different. Anything else that either one of you gents want to add?
I just want to add that I'm looking forward to getting on the scoreboard here for the season. I'm going to go 2-1 or maybe 3-0 here, and that'll be it for me on the year.
Yeah, Joe, we'll have to add you to the honorable mentions list if this ends up happening for you.
Hey, only if I'm over 500. Otherwise, you can leave me off the tweet.
Yeah, we got some guys that are under 500 right now. It's okay. We still love them. That is going to do it for the Bastards. Everyone have a great one. Take care.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.